This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we've studied how to cope victoriously when faced with a special challenge of death. Death is no respecter of persons, but Christ offers hope beyond the grave. Trust Him. Tragedies and the threat of them can cripple people if they don't understand God's truth, plans, and promises. Paul addresses other challenges with the same answer: know the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says, "Now, brothers, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." The problem most people have when facing tragedies or the threat of them is they listen to men rather than God. Verses 3 through 5 warns us, "While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day." False prophets and politicians promise peace and safety, but can't deliver them. If they do, they last only a short time. Since we only know in part, we're surprised when disaster comes on us suddenly. America's 9/11 experience is a good example. Most of us were taken by surprise, including our leaders, in spite of all our intelligence gathering. Beware of listening to men rather than God. Only He knows everything.